Gentus presents The Patriots by Vivian Stewart, performed by Simon Slater. This book is dedicated to the memory of a young Australian, Charles Zilberberg, known to me as Brave Charlie, who very sadly lost a gallant battle against cancer. To me, Charlie was the epitome of gallantry. I felt privileged to know him, and I shall never forget him for the courage he displayed in that long struggle which, in the end, took his young life. Acknowledgements and Notes. As always, I acknowledge very gratefully the guidance received from Lyle Kenyon Engel in the creation of this book, as well as the cooperation and help of the editorial, research and publicity staffs at Book Creations, Inc., of Canaan, New York, and in particular, that of my editors Philip D. Rich and Glenn Novak. I also greatly appreciate the friendship and encouragement so generously given by Marla and George Engel, Carol Cratch, Jean Sapansky-Guada, and Mary Ann McNally. I should like also to put on record my appreciation of the help given me by my British publisher, Aidan Ellis of Aidan Ellis Publishing Limited, by Dell USA and MacDonald Futura UK, the paperback publishers, and by the distributors of the Australian editions, Doubleday Australia and Hodder and Stoughton Australia. On my recent visit to Sydney, I had reason to be most grateful to Ian Parry Ockerden of Radio 2UE, to the Sydney booksellers in general, and to Selwa Anthony in particular, and to the staff of Doubleday Australia for their hospitality and support. It is my hope that I shall be able to join the bicentennial celebrations in Sydney in 1988, reliving the story of the characters, both real life and fictional, that I wrote of in the first book in the Australian series, The Exiles, while being reunited with my much-loved Australian family in Hunters Hill, and my good friend and invaluable Australian-based researcher, Vera Koenigswater. The main books consulted included The Australian Encyclopedia, Angus and Robertson, 1927, The History of Tasmania, J. West Dowling, 1852, Transported, Christopher Sweeney, Macmillan, 1981, History of Australia, Marjorie Barnard, Angus and Robertson, 1962, The Gold Seekers, Norman Bartlett, Reader's Book Club, 1965, New Zealand, Richard Horsley, T.C. and E.C. Jack, 1912, Australian Historical Monographs, various titles, edited by George McCannis, Ford, Sydney, 1956. Notes of a Gold Digger, J. Bonwick, 1852, reprint. The Indian Mutiny in Perspective, Sir George McMunn, Bell and Sons, 1931. Government State Papers, Lucknow and Cawnpore, edited by G. W. Forrest. Military Department Press, Calcutta, 1902, The Sepoy War, Sir Hope Grant and Henry Knollys, Blackwood, 1873. I have also taken the liberty of adapting, from one of my earlier works, material pertaining to the Sepoy Mutiny of 1857 to 1858. With the author's generous permission, I made extensive use of Punishment Short of Death by Margaret Hazard, Highland House Publishing, Melbourne, 1984. This meticulously researched history of the penal settlements of Norfolk Island gives a view of the last commandant, John Price, that is not perhaps shared by everyone, but which my own research has led me to conclude is correct. Commandant Price emerges as one given the power of life and death over the incorrigible convicts, and committed to punishment only short of death, which he exercised to the full. By the standards of the period, and granted the character of the convict sentenced to penal servitude on Norfolk Island, a harsh regime had to be maintained. Nevertheless, from the evidence available, including that of some of the convicts themselves, and of the island's one-time chaplain, Price does appear to have erred on the side of severity. I have fictionalised some of the diaries kept in books later written by Norfolk Island convicts, including that of Mark Jeffrey, and condense these into a single record which nonetheless is based on fact. For a factual account of the Norfolk Island penal settlement, from beginning to end, however,